Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin the new Hilchas Maaser Sheni, the laws of the second type, the Netter Revoy, and the laws of the fruit in this, of the tree in the fourth year, which is the fifth in this series of the halachas in the Seva Zeron, which there are 11 chapters in this in these halachas. First three chapters discuss regarding Maaser Sheni and what's done with it. The fourth and fifth chapter discuss regarding the redemption of Maaser. The sixth chapter discusses regarding mixtures and doubts that apply to it. The seventh and eighth chapter discusses what could be bought with the Maaser Sheni funds. The ninth and the tenth parak discusses regarding net to revai, the fruits of the tree in the fourth year, and orlu, which is in the first 3 years. And the 11th parak discusses regarding vidu Maaser, the confession of the liquidation of the Maaser, and the beer, which is actually getting rid of one from one's possession, the Maaser. And the Rambam says, yesh b'chlol and tesha mitzvahs, in this category of these halachas is 9 mitzvahs, shalish mitzvahs asay, 3 positive commandments, v'sheish mitzvahs leisay, and 6 negative prohibitions, b'zeh prodan, and these are the specifics. Aleph 1, lahafash ma'aser sheni, the obligation of separating the second tithe from the produce. Beis, second, shalei lohitzi damah b'shar tzarech b'nei adam, not to utilize the proceeds, the monetary value, for other human needs, chutz ma'achilu ishtir b'sicha, except for eating, drinking, and smearing, anointing. Gimel, number 3, shalei lochel b'tumah, not to eat the ma'aser sheni instead of tumah. Dalit shalei lochem aninus, not to eat it with when one's relative had passed away that day. Hey, number 5, shalei lochem ma'aser sheni shaldagim chutz l'Yerushalayim, not to eat the second tithe of grain out of Yerushalayim. Above, number 6, shalei lochem ma'aser tirish chutz l'Yerushalayim, not to eat the tithe of the wine out of Yerushalayim. And Zion, number 7, shalei lochem ma'aser yitzchak chutz l'Yerushalayim, not to eat the ma'aser of the oil out of Yerushalayim. Chas, number 8, li is netter devay kula kodesh, that the fruits of the fourth year should be totally sanctified. V'dinei lo'ochel b'Yerushalayim lo'balav, and the halacha is that it should be eaten by its owners in Yerushalayim, k'maaser sheni l'chadav, like the laws of ma'aser sheni for all its halachic application. And test number 9, is l'svadus v'dei ma'aser, is to make the confession of the liquidation of the ma'aser from one's possession. U'ber mitzvahs eilu perek mele, and the explanation of these mitzvahs are in these chapters. As we begin perek rishon, the first chapter, the Rambam qualifies what is Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, and Maaser Ani, the performance tithe. Halacha Aleph, the Rambam begins regarding what are the years of the Shemitah cycle of Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Achar shemafrishin Maaser Rishon b'chol shana. So after that, every single year, the one separates the tithes of the first tithe, which goes to the Levi, after he separated Truma that went to the Kayan, mafrishin Maaser Sheni, so the set, whatever's remaining, you take a second tithe from that. Shnamak says in the Pasuk in the Devarim, Aser ta'ases kol tevu zarecha, you should surely tithe all the produce of your seeds. Now, uveshana shleishas v'shishas, in the third and the sixth year, mafrishin ma'aser ani chilav ma'aser sheni. Then we swap, we exchange, we do the poor man's tithe, which goes to the poor person, in exchange for the ma'aser sheni k'mesh ranum, like we explained in Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, in Perek Av Halacha Dal, in Perek Tzis from Hilchas Ma'aser Halacha Gim. Halacha Beis, what's the Rosh Hashanah, what's considered the years, as we're talking about years, regarding the laws of the ma'aser. So be'echad b'tishrei, in the first of Tishrei, who Rosh Hashanah, that's the beginning of the year, la'maiser for the tithes of tevois, of grain, b'kitnias, legumes, b'irakas, and vegetables. And l'chamakam shem Rosh Hashanah, wherever it says Rosh Hashanah, when we say this in the laws of these contexts, who echad b'tishrei, it's the first of Tishrei, what we common call Rosh Hashanah. Now, avachamish osa b'shvat, on the other hand, the 15th of Shvat, who Rosh Hashanah la'maiser hilonis. Regarding trees, their Rosh Hashanah, the beginning of their year for the laws of tithes, is the 15th of Shvat. As the Rambam explains now regarding the appropriateness of the vegetation for the laws of its year of Maaser. Ketzer Hauso. So, Tevua, the kidneys, regarding the first category we spoke about, regarding grain and legumes, Shigiu lo'inus ha-maisis, where if it reached the time of its obligation of Maaser, which regarding grain, that's when it's matured a third, regarding tilsa and fenugreek, which is a type of kidneys of legumes, that's when it's fit that if you would plant it, it would fit to sprout, as we said in the second parak in Hilchos Ma'aser Halacha Hey. So when it reaches the time of Maaser, if it's lefnei Rosh Hashanah shel shlishis, if it's before the third year of the Rosh Hashanah of the third year, which the third year is the years of Maaser Ani. So ava b'shenigmu v'nesu b'shlishis, even though it's completed, because there's only a third of it before Rosh Hashanah of the third year. So even though it's completed and gathered and harvested in the third year, mafrishim and Maaser Sheni, you're going to separate from that grain, from that produce, the second tithe. Because since the Ein Samaisis was in the second year, that's what obligates it. Now, v'mleibo lo Ein Samaisis el achar Rosh Hashanah shel shlishis. Unless it only came to the time of tithing, only after the Rosh Hashanah, meaning after the first of Tishrei, of the third year, so although it took root in the previous year, but it only came to Ein Samaisis in the third year, mafrishim and Maaser Ani, then you're going to separate from it the poor man's tithe. And v'chem peiros ha'ilan. So to regarding the other category, that of the fruits of the tree. Shabol is a Mises, if it came to its time of Mises, which every fruit goes according to its specific time, as Rama explains in Hilchas Meiser, if it was Kodem Chamisha Asa B'Shvat Shal Shlisha, if it was before the 15th of Shvat of the third year, so even though it gets completed and gathered afterwards, B'Sleib Shana Shlisha, at the end of the third year, but since it was already reached the Oynes HaMaisus before Chamisha Asa B'Shvat, M'Sasan L'Shavat, Taif is going to be from the previous year. Mafishan and Maisa Shem, they're going to separate the second Taif, which is considered from the second year. So to let's say it comes to the period of Maisus Koidim Chamisha Asa B'Shvat Shal Revi'is, before the 15th of Shvat of the fourth year, which is for the laws of the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. So Av B'Shenigmur B'Nes Revi'is, although it gets concluded and you gather in the fourth year, still, and the fourth year is Maisa Sheni because it's 1, 2, 4, and 5, but Mafrishim and Maisa Ani, you can separate Maisa Ani because it was before the fourth year and we'll consider it part of the third year. Now, Vimbolo in some Maisa's Acha Chemisha Azvashvat, but let's say it comes to the time of the Maisa's after Chemisha Azvashvat, then you'll go give the tithe based on that, whatever the following year, whether it be the year of Maisa Ani or that of Maisa Sheni. Halacha Gimel, the Charuvin, regarding Caribs, Av B'Shachon to Beresayim, although it reached its time of Oynes Maisus, which for them is when it makes these black dots on the bucks or on the caribs, that even though it had its Chanot, it had its Oynes Maisus, Koyim Chemisha Asvashvat before the 15th of Shvat, still Mes'ashun Lahabba. Its tithe will be from the coming year, the year that it's going to be gathered. Why? Hoyle Mes'ashun Mendebe Seifim, since its obligation of Maisus is only rabbinic, so the Chacham compared it to Yerakas, which its Maisa is also rabbinic, which there you go based on Lakita when you actually gather it, and it's not equated with trees, where there you go based on when it's mature, when it says its Chanata, when it's the third of its growth, because that's biblical. But says the Rami, Yerali, it appears to me that this halacha regarding caribs is She'ena Dvar Mamum, this was only said al Bacharuve Talmaina, only regarding the caribs of the place Talmaina, but Kiyitzvim are similar types of caribs. She'en Rui Lamachal Reva Adam, that's not fit for consumption of most people. Those are the caribs that are only rabbinic, and therefore we compare it to Yerakas, which again will not go based on Chanot, it will go based on Lakita. It says, Ram, all the other caribs, it appears to me, Shem Kishar Parasilin, it's just like all the other fruits of the tree, which would be biblically obligated Mises, and therefore you'll go after Oynes HaMaisus like a regular tree and not based on Lakita. Halacha Dalet, Hayarak, grinding vegetables, B'Shas Lakitas, as we referenced just before, at the time when you gather it, that's when Isuri, that's when you base the tithes on. Kitzah household. So, Im Nilkad B'yim Rish Hashanah Shashlisha, let's say it would be gathered on the day of Rish Hashanah, on Aleph Tishri of the third year, which obviously would be being done through a Gentile. So, Ava Bishabola in some Isis, although it already came to the time period of the tithing, which for grain and that's the time of for grain and for trees, or Vinigma, which it finished its maturation, which is the measurement by legumes. It did that Bishni in the second year. Still, Mafrishim and Maison, you're going to separate the poor man's tithe based on the third year, because that's when the Lakita was. Now, Vimnilka Birvis, but if it's, let's say it's gathered in the fourth year, the Maison, it'll be the second tithe that goes based on the Lakita, not based on the Chanota. Halach Hedram Gatins regarding different exceptions in the laws of trees and legumes and yarkas regarding these halachas. V'chein, so too, in other words, like the laws of yarkas, is the law of the esrik. Esrik bilvad, mishar peres ilan, the one exception is the esrik from all the other fruit trees. Harehu kiyark, it has the halachic status like the way vegetables do, because the esrik grows on an abundance of water like vegetables. So b'holkan achal ikatase. So just like vegetables, you go based on when you gather it. So too will be the estrig be. Bein lamaiser, whether for the laws of taisas we're discussing over here, and bein lashvei also for the laws of shemitah, how to qualify which year is it a shemitah year or not. As Ram says, ketzad, how so? In other words, for the laws of maiser, because the laws of shemitah that he explains over there in shemitah. But how so for the laws of maiser? Im nilkat b'shlishis, if it was gathered, and again we're saying it's like a yerik regarding when the lakita was, it was gathered in the third year, achar chamisha b'shvat, after the 15th of Shvat, meaning, although it's halacha, it's like yerak, it's regarding lakita, but regarding the Rosh Hashanah, that we're going to say it's going to be like that of a tree, which for a tree, unlike yerak, its Rosh Hashanah is the 15th of Shvat, so for the Rosh Hashanah, it's like Ilan, because Esrog is Ilan. But regarding its Meiser, it's going to be like Yerakas, because it's Gadol Kol Mayim, like Yerakas. So it's going to go based on Lakita. So if it's Lakita was after the 5th of the Shvat, Mefrishim in Maisa Ani, then you can separate Maisa Ani, Av Pishon Nigma Mishniya, although already finished, it came to the Oinz of Maisa in the second year, it doesn't make a difference, you don't go based on that, but that's we're going to go based on Lakita, like we go by Yerakas. And Mechain, so to Milkad Berevias, Koyim Chamisha Az Beshvat, let's say you gather in the 4th year, before the 5th in the Shvat, then Mefrishim in Maisa Ani, you can separate from Maisa Ani, because we consider like from the 3rd year, because it's before the 5th in the Shvat. Nilkad Berevias, let's say it was gathered in the 4th year, after the 4th, 15th of the Shvat, then Mefrishim Maisa Sheni, then you treat it like as if it was in the 4th year, and you'll separate from it Maisa Sheni, so although it was finished in the 3rd year, which is the year of Maisa Ani, again, we go based on Lakita, together with Chamisha Asa B'Shvat. Lachavav, now, V'apisha Holchen Acha Likitasai, so although, as we're explaining, you go based on when you gather it, but Estrig Bashishas, if an Estrig in the 6th year, that goes into the 7th year of Shemitah, then even if it was the size of an olive when the Shemitah year starts, in other words, that it reached the Einas HaMaisis, and even it got as big as a loaf of bread, it will be obligated in Maisers, meaning from the previous year's Maisers, that of Maiser Ani, and therefore you're going to have to serve Maiser Ani. So though we say you go based on Lakita, and Lakita is only later on in the Shemitah year, but still, that as a stringency, we're still going to treat it for this halacha, if it already had the oinus ha-maisers from the 6th year, we're going to obligate in the maisers of maiser ani. Halacha zayin, who have yoinus regarding the primary fruit of shaltzalof, of the caper bush, which only those parts of the caper bush are obligated in maisers. So noisin alein chumri ilan. Regarding the yoinus, also interesting, like we said, the estrog has an interesting combination, a complex personality, so too these fruits of the caper bush, we put upon them the stringencies of, as we have the status of trees, because ultimately the caper bush is a type of a tree, and the chumri zram, we also put upon it the stringencies of seeds, of vegetation, which you go after the chanat, after its oinus ha-maisis is that of the maturity, when it reaches a third of its growth. So therefore, so if it was going from the 2nd year and goes into the 3rd year, and it was gathered before the 15th of Shvat, which that's actually interesting, because if the Lakita was also before Tu B'Shvat, obviously you have no doubt you go after the previous year. So actually it would appear that actually where it was amended to say Acher Chemishas V'Shvat, but erroneously that Acher was actually inserted in the next line, and the mistake of the word Kaidim actually remained. But really, it should say that Lakita was after Chamisha Shvat. So Mafrish and Maisa Rishon, you'll separate the first type. Ve'achach Mafrish Maisa Acher, which actually that's where the word Acher here was a mistake, because it actually had the Girsa was Maser Beis, which referred to Maisa Sheni, and the word Acher was erroneously inserted over here, which is really supposed to be before, like we said, by the word Kaidim. But be that as it may, then you separate another Maisa, meaning Maisa Sheni. Ufideyu, and you redeem it like the laws of Maiser Sheni, because we said we're going to give it the stringency of that of the Zrayim, which it did come to its third in the 2nd year. But then you're going to redeem it, this Maiser Sheni, which you could do Maiser Sheni, and after you redeem it, Nislanim, then you give it to the paupers, which that would qualify for the status of Maiser Ani, which, because it ultimately was gathered in the 3rd year, that was saying that we treat it for that of Chamisha Asr Bishvat, because of, on the one hand, it's also like a tree. And Va'echel Pidyoni betrays Maisa Sheni, so therefore you eat the redemption, although you're giving it to the poor to qualify for the Maisa Ani, you also eat it in the halachic status of Maisa Sheni, which has certain laws and regulations. So it's like as if you separate Maisa Sheni and Maisa Ani, which again, because we have to qualify this caper bush as a tree on the one hand, and also like Zoram on the other hand, so therefore, where it goes from the 2nd year to the 3rd year, and you gather it before Chamisha Az B'Shvat, or after Chamisha Az B'Shvat, but the point is that you're going to have this questionable status, depending if it's like a tree, or if it's like a zera, if it's going to be considered from the 2nd year or the 3rd year, you have to treat it like both. Halacha Ches. Ha'oiriz v'hadoichin, regarding rice and millet. V'progin, regarding poppy seeds, v'ashum shemin, and regarding sesame seeds. Av b'shish v'shukod mishashonah, and this is excluding from other Tanoic opinions mentioned in the Gemara. So Afisha Shrisha couldn't mention, even though it took root before Shoshana. In Hilchamem El Achagmar, Pri only go after when the fruit, these seeds, these rice, have finished. And therefore, Masas Labo, you're going to go ahead and take the Maisa according to the prayers of the coming year, whether it be Maisa Shein, Maisa Ani. And Mechain Pola Mutsi, also regarding the Egyptian bean. Afisha Mektasi Hishul Shulav Nere Shoshana, although some of it took root before Shoshana, Mektas Lachav, some of it took root after. Tsaiver Garonai Lateichai, you're going to pile together the whole pile inside. In other words, you're allowed to mix all those seeds together, those that took root before Shoshana, those that took root after. V'teir ma'asim l'kol ke'achad, and you can take trimmers and ma'asim from all them together as one, because it doesn't make a difference when it took root. Shekol ho'ilach achad gemar ha'peri, because all goes based on when the produce has finished. Halacha tes, ha'betzolim ha'sarisim, which literally means to say the castrated onions. What that means to say is because onions, after you pulled it out from the ground, they sprout, and the sprouts come from within, inside itself, from the moisture of the onion. Now, there is a type of onion that doesn't act like that, and that's called betzalim hasarisim, like a eunuch, which doesn't give birth. So here also, this doesn't sprout. And this species only sprouts in the place of where it's watered. So regarding these specific onions, hasarisim, shemanim hamayim shleishim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, where you held back water from these onions 30 days before Shoshana, meaning, obviously, like we said, because they don't sprout on their own, only when there's water. So if you're holding back water, obviously showing that it's finished, and you want to rip it out from the ground. Or let's say, v'shalbal. Let's say, in other words, onions that you don't leave it in a watered place like those sarisim, like those castrated onions. Rather, you water them by periods like a stehabal, which has to be irrigated. That you held it back for three periods of watering that you normally do. For three periods of watering before Shana, you didn't water it, which obviously is also showing that you're obviously done with it. So in these cases, the tais will be from the previous year, which you go after the Gemara Pri, like we said in the previous halacha. And this is obviously showing that you're done with it. It's already finished developing. Now, manam hampach is mekam, but if you held back from these two cases less than the amount that we mentioned, although they started drying up before Shoshana, doesn't make a difference. That's not a sign of Gemar Peri yet. And you can take the ties as it is from the coming year. Halach Yudram continues regarding this that we mentioned of the Pol HaMitzri regarding the Egyptian bean. So Pol HaMitzri, the Egyptian bean, Shehevi Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that if, let's say, it already developed a third before Rosh Hashanah, which that's already considered the Gemar HaPri, it's already enough mature for the Einus HaMaisus. So it depends, actually. This Egyptian bean is a little bit complicated. Imzroi lazara, because there's two elements, as in often certain vegetations, there's the seeds, like grain, you use the seeds, and then there's the plant, which many things you use the plant of it. So here by the Egyptian bean, you could have both. So if you're planting it for the seeds, misasil l'sha'avar. So then your tithe is going to be from the previous year that passed, because even the plant part will be considered secondary to the seed part, because his intention was for the seeds. And seeds go when you're Gemar Pri, and the Gemar Pri already was. But Zeroy Liyarig, let's say he planted it, the Egyptian, because he wanted to plant part of it. Oh, Mesas Laba. Then the tithing is going to be as it is for the coming year, because like we said, but Yerukas, which is the plant part, you go based on the Lakita. So, and actually, even the seed part will be secondary and nullified to the Yerukas part, because he thought that he wants the Yerukas part. That's why he's planting it. And that's like the coming year, because that's when you're going to do the Lakita. Let's say Zroi Lazara Uliyarg. Let's say he planted it for both. He wants the seed and he wants the vegetable. Oy or Shazroi Lazara. Let's say he first planted it, he wanted the seeds of it. V'chashav alav liyarg. And then he changed his mind. Then he wanted to also have, not only, but rather, he wanted in addition the plant part. So Mis'aser, Ma'aser Mizari al Yerukai, Umi Yerukai al Zari. You can take the tithe from the seeds, which is the actual bean itself, on the plant, and from the plant on the seeds. In other words, what we mean to say is that the zera is nullified with the plant, because the primary part of the Egyptian bean is for the plant part, and hence the meiser is for the coming year, and the zera will also be secondary to that, and therefore they're all considered the same. You could take from one on the other. Let's say lohevi shlish lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Let's say it, not like we said, it did not mature a third before Rosh Hashanah. So in Israel, Zara, if you planted it for its seed, Zaroi Misasa L'Sha'avar, its seed will be tithed for the previous year, which is much discussion. Why would we say that if it wasn't a third of before the end? And the Yerokai, but Al-Kaponim, Zera is from the previous year. The Yerokai and the plant will be B'Shas Likatu, so Yisuri will be, when you gather it, will be the Tithe, which is the next year. Now, V'hu, this is Shalikin Mimen Lofnei Rosh Hashanah. And that's part of the answer for the question we said. As long as he's harvesting before Rosh Hashanah, which that will show that he's done with it, and therefore that would be, that's why Zera V'Shas Likatu. The only question would that would be then why would you say that Likatas is Yisuri if that obviously is not the coming year because you went, you actually did the Likiti before Shoshana. Now, that's all if it wasn't a third and you did the Likiti before Shoshana. I'm Likim Minna Achor Shoshana, but if let's say you gathered it after Shoshana, then Ben Yeroka Ben Zar Misas Laba, then both the vegetable and the seed will be the coming year, the Taif, because for the Zera, it wasn't a third before Shoshana. And for the Yerek, the Likita was only after Shoshana. Zroi Lezera, let's say it's planted for its seed. The Choshav Alav Liyarek. And then he went and he thought, not like we said before, that it was also for the Yerek. He changed his mind. No, he doesn't want it for the season anymore. He only wants it for the plant. Okay, then we're going to go based on his thoughts. And even if already developed the third before Shoshana, the seed's going to be considered secondary to the plant, because his thought is only for the plant now. And it's going to be as it is for the coming year. Let's say Zroi Liyarek, V'choshel Lezera. Let's say the other way around. Let's say first he planted it, he wanted the plant. And then he changes his mind, and he only wants it for the seeds, only wants it for the beans. So here, it's not like that. We're not going to say that the thought that he wants regarding the seeds are going to take effect, because since he had originally planted it for the plant, it's only going to be uprooting it to make it for the zera, only if he has actions that are proving it. Elim kein mana mimendo sholosh arbiyas, which is discussion exactly what does arbiyas mean, but there's three times of watering, that he doesn't water it, which obviously is showing that he doesn't want it to grow anymore, and that he wants the seeds and he doesn't want the vegetable. And then that will show that his machshava is uprooting the prior machshava. B'hu, and that is Shehibi Shlish Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. If it already matured a third before Rosh Hashanah, with then his new thought will take effect, and everything will be tithed based on the previous year, because Zera goes based on the third, and he was before Rosh Hashanah, and the vegetable will be included there too. But let's say it didn't even develop a third in the previous year, only for the next year. And even if he didn't hold back three waterings of this Egyptian bean, Zroi Lezera, if he planted it for the seeds, in other words, that the seeds were totally finished and not only a third, Zari Misaser Lisha Avar, the seeds will be tied for the previous year, because again it was finished already the previous year. The vegetable will be at the time when you gather it. In other words, here the vegetable will not be nullified to the seed. Rather, that it's only when the seed has not been totally finished that since the seeds it's not growing anymore, meaning it's growing together, then they can be combined, and then the vegetable will be secondary because you planted for the seed. But since over here the seed was totally finished, and the Yerek still has to grow, so then therefore it's not going to be considered secondary, and therefore it's going to be based on when you gather it. Now, let's say only some of it was totally finished, and some of it didn't. Oh, so then, Zer Shama, this is what they said, which is referring to Gemara Rishon, after Gemara Beis, Soiver Garner L'Toichai. In other words, you're allowed to mix them all together and take tithes together as one. V'nimtzim Ha'asim Ezal, Yerokim, Yerok El-Zari, they're taking tithes from the Zer on the Yerek, and the Yerek on the Zer, because since, unlike what we said in the previous case, some of the Zera still has to grow, so then we're going to view the Yerek as bottled to some of those Zeroyim, because some of them still have to grow, and therefore it's all going to be considered as one, and it's going to have the same halachic status, and you can take tithes from one on the other. Halachi Yedav, the Rambam continues regarding what happens if you have a mixture of Maaser Sheni and Maaser Ani. Pei Rishon Ashniya, so the produce of the second year, which is the year of Maaser Sheni, Shenis Orba Pei Shlishi got mixed into the produce of the third year, which is the years of Maaser Ani, Oishol Shlish is Brevi, so similarly, let's say the third and the fourth year, which again is Maaser Ani and Maaser Sheni. So Hochan Achar Roi, we go based on the majority. Now what we mean to say over here is, we told about that these produce were found next to two storehouses. One Maaser Sheni, one Maaser Ani. We don't know which one it fell from. So we're going to go after the laws of the majority. Mechtzel Mechtzel, if let's say it's 50-50, where these are both equal, meaning it got mixed with the third year, Shlish Brevi, Hochan Achar Roi, you go after the majority, because we're going to say, called the Parsh Merubi Parsh. a mechzah mechzah of 50-50, where the amounts of the storehouses were equal, mafresh meisa sheni min hakol, you're going to separate meisa sheni from that whole thing that you have. Avalim meisa, you're not going to separate the poor man's tithe. Meaning, what he means to say is that you'll separate based on the stipulation. That if these produce are from the second year, so meaning to then you'll separate meisa sheni, and I'll be meisa sheni. And if it's meisa ani, so let me be meisa ani, and you'll treat this meisa ani as the status of meisa sheni, which has to be redeemed, you have to bring it. But again, the reason why you're going to treat it as meisa sheni is meisa sheni chame, because the second type is more severe, shari yukaydish, because it's holy, it has to be brought to Yerushalayim, or it's also considered as Hashem's money, meisa ani chayil, whereas the poor man's type is considered as mundane, doesn't have these certain halachic restrictions. And v'chem perish him safek, and perish niyo ha'hem, or perish li, so if you have produce that's a doubt if it's the second year or a third year, mafresh meisa sheni, you can separate meisa sheni again, because that's the most stringent approach for the two of them. Halachit Beis, Rambam continues regarding the obligation of Meisar Sheni. Kalapotim Meisar Rishon, whatever type of produce is exempt from Meisar Rishon. Potim Lashenim and Ani is exempt from Meisar Sheni and from Meisar Ani. Chachachai Berishon, whatever is obligated Meisar Rishon. Chai Bashneim is obligated in both Meisar Sheni and Meisar Ani. Chalatayim, and any person that initially is allowed to go ahead and take off Trumas, barring five individuals that are not supposed to take off Trumas. Meitzi Meisar, he could also take off the Meisters. Chachachai, if someone is not supposed to take off the Trumas, Eina Meitzi Meisar says, not supposed to take off this Meisar. For Chomi Shem Tarman, any single person that if he took off the truma after the fact, it'll be a valid truma. Kachem Isa Meiser says, so too if he took off this Meiser, of Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani, Harei Meiser, it's also going to be after the fact Meiser. For Chomi Shem Trumas Truma, anyone who, even after the fact, is not going to be valid truma. Kachem Isa Meiser says, any Meiser, so too if he takes off this Meiser, it's not going to be a valid Meiser. Loch Yid Gimon, Perish Shahitim and Meiser Rishon. Regarding produce that one had taken off from it Meiser Rishon, the first type, Koidin Shikov, the Meiser, before it even reached the time when it's obligated Meiser. So Hariza Oichemem Arai, so you still allowed to snack from it. Koyim Shaitim Meiser Sheni before you take up the second tithe. Shein Rishon Kevel Sheni, because taking up the fact that you took a Meiser Rishon did not make it established for the Meiser Sheni. Of a Meshnikbul Meiser, but when it became obligated the set time for Meiser, which Ram explained in the third parak Hilchos Meiser Halacha Gimel, six things that make it obligated for Meiser. So Avpi Shaitim Meiser Rishon, even though you really took off Meiser Rishon, you're not let a snack from it. It's still considered as tevel until you take up the Meisar Sheni and the Meisar Ani. Halachi Dalgram continues regarding Meisar Sheni in Chutz Laretz, out of Eretz Yisrael. Meisar Sheni, the second tithe, hoil b'toin havois makom, since it has to be brought within the walls of Yerushalayim, as Ram explains in the next parak in the beginning of Halacha Aleph. So imavin oisim chutz laretz. So therefore, you don't bring the Meisar Sheni from out of Eretz Yisrael, even in the situation where we obligate you to actually separate the Meisar Sheni, but you don't bring it from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Kibbuchai Behema, which is like the laws as the firstborn animal, which you don't bring from Chutz Laretz, as Ram explains in first parak in Hilchas Bechayres, which has the same thing, you don't bring from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael. So the figure, therefore, since you don't bring it from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, Lechivu Lahafresh Meisar Sheni Besuri, therefore they didn't obligate the rabbinic to separate the second tithe in Surya, because they didn't want to obligate you in the Afrasha, which does not have obligation of bringing, because it's not in Eretz Yisrael. Now, V'Yerali says, Ram, it appears to me, Shemaisa Sheni, Shemafishim, Eretz Shinu, B'Mitzrayim, regarding the second type that they do separate in the land of Babel and in Mitzrayim, what you do is, Poy the Meisar. You redeem it, because you're not going to bring the Meisar Sheni itself, because it's actually Tomei from being a Chutz Laretz. Mevin Dom of Lushalayim, you bring its monetary value to Yerushalayim. Whereas again, sorry, they didn't even obligate it at all because you're not going to bring it, so they don't want to obligate you. V'chenyurali, so it appears to me, shleichivu mekayim es elu v'maiser sheni. They didn't obligate these places in maiser sheni, eli kedeli kvoy maiser ani. Because again, we wouldn't have made maiser sheni because you're not bringing it. The only reason why we gave it the second type is because of the alternate years, which is the third and the sixth year, likvoy maiser ani, said I'm going to have the obligation of maiser ani, the poor man's type. The reason is kedeshi ani is so simple, so that the paupers could rely on it in those years for maiser ani. That's why, but because if not, they wouldn't have obligated again because we don't want you to separate something which you're not going to bring to Yerushalayim because you don't bring chutz laretz to Eretz Yisrael.